Perek Yogimel, Vevera Midas Haprishas, explaining the Midah of separation. Haprishas hu tchilas hachatzidus. Separation is the beginning of piety. Vesira shakoma shevi'arnu arata, and you shall see that everything that we have explained up until now, hu mashe mitztarich el ha'odam, it is required for a person, l'shiyi yetzadik, for a person to be a tzadik, a righteous person, hu mikano lahola hu shel l'shiyi echasid. Up until now was for a person to be a tzadik, a righteous person, and from here on is leading a person towards becoming a pious person, a chassid. V'nimtza ha-prishos ima chassidos. So you will find that prishos, separation, with chassidos, of piety, hu kamo hazahiros im hazrizos, is like the same connection between cautiousness and zealousness. Sheze b'sur meira v'ze ba'asitov. That one is in removing yourself from doing bad, and the other one is in actively doing good. V'ine klal ha-prishos, Humasha Omri Zichron Lebracha. The idea of Prishos is, like what Chazal say in the Gemara in Yavamos, Kadesh Atzmecha B'mutolach. You have to sanctify yourself in that which is even permissible to you. V'zosi Hora'osa Shel Hamila Atzma, and that is what the word itself means, Prishos, separation, Ratzal Omar, meaning to say, Lios Porish U'Marchek Atzma Min Adover, is to distance oneself and separate oneself from something. V'hainu, and that is, She'osar Al Atzma Davar Heter, that even though something technically is permissible to him, he prohibits it against himself. The kavana b'zen, the intention for this is l'shelo yifka b'isra atzmo, is to be staying away from passively doing the isra itself. V'inyin, the concept behind this is shekol davar sheyuchal lehivali mimenu gromasra, that anything that can bear an offshoot of something evil from it, avapi she'achshav eino gorim lo, even though right now it's not actually doing anything bad. And all the more so that it's not actually something bad in and of itself. Since something bad can come from it somehow, a person should distance himself and separate himself from that action. And you should think about it and you will see that there are really three levels here. There's doing something that is itself aser. And then there are the boundaries behind that. And those are the decrees and the protections, Shagazu Chachamiru Zichron Lebracha, Akol Yisrael, and that's what Chachamim decreed upon all of Akol Yisrael. V'yesh ha'erechikim, Shemotal Akol Parash U'Parash La'asos. And then there's the additional distancing that is dependent on each and every individual, Lios Koneis B'soch Shalo, to put in the fence further in on himself, Uvene Gedorim La'atzmo, and to make his own protective boundaries. Tehainu, which is, Lehaniach Min Ha'eterim Atzmam, to leave over from the heter things that are mutter itself, things that are permissible, shalun nezer l'chol Yisrael, that were not usher, prohibited for all Klal Yisrael, v'lifash mehem, and to separate yourself from them, k'dei sh'yeh meruchok min hara herchigol, in order for yourself to be distanced from evil, a very great distance. V'im tomar, and if you would say, minayin lono liyos musifen v'holchim ba'yisurim, how do we know that a person should do this to additionally distance himself from Yisurim? V'rei chachmenu zirchol l'mirach amru, Chazal say in the Yerushalmi and Nedarim, Lo deyecha masha osher Torah, it's not enough what the Torah prohibited for us, shata ba lezer alecha devarim achirim, that you want to come and add more Yisurim onto it. V'harei masha ro'u chachmenu zirchol l'mirach bechachmosam, that which Chazal saw in their wisdom, shetzarech lezer, that they needed to prohibit falasos mishmeres, and to make a guarding of the Torah, v'arasu, they already did that. Masha nichu leheter, and whatever they allowed to still remain permissible, v'mineisho ro'u heyoso ro'i leheter, because I saw that it was appropriate to remain permissible, lo le'isr, and it has no connection to anything prohibited. And why should we create new boundaries and new decrees what Chazal didn't find fit to make? But oh, and furthermore, there's no end to something like this. And it turns out, a person will become desolate and afflicted, and he won't be able to benefit at all from this world. The Chmeid and Zichron L'Racha and Chazal say in the Yerushalmi and Kedushin, She'asid Odom Litein Din Lifnei HaMakom, a person in the future is going to have to come to judgment before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKom Asharo Einav, on everything that his eyes saw, V'lo Rotzal Lechom Mimeno, and then he didn't want to eat from it. Avad Bishah Yomotu Lo V'hoya Yochom, even though it was Mutter and he was able to. V'yasuchu Akra, and they relied on the Pasuk in Qeles, V'chol Asher Sh'aldu Einai Lo Atzalti Mehem, anything that my eyes asked, I didn't withhold from them. Hachuvahi, the answer to this is, Ki aprishos vadei tzarech, you definitely need to have separation, umuchroch, and it is absolutely necessary. V'hezhiru olav chachmeinu d'zichron l'vracha, and Chazal have warned us about this. Humashin emar, that's what it says in the Medrash, kadoshim tiyu, you should be kadosh, prushim tiyu, that you should be separated. Odomru, further they said in the Gemara and Tainus, kol ha'yoshev v'sainis nikra kadosh, kavachomer minozer. Anyone who takes a fast upon himself is called sanctified. As a kavachomer, we learn it from a nozer. Oda Amrus. Furthermore, Chazal say in the Medrash, Tzadik ochel l'sova nafsha. A tzadik eats to satiate his nefesh. Zechizkiyo melech Yehuda. This is referring to Chizkiya. Amru Allah, they said about him, Sheshtei aguda shayorak, that he had two bunches of vegetables, v'litra shal basar, and a certain measure of meat, hayumal l'fanu b'chol yom, they would bring in front of him every day. V'hay Yisrael maligin v'omrim ze melech. And Chazal would make fun of him, saying, this is the king. Oda Amrus. Furthermore, Chazal say in the Gemara and Ksumis, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, about Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Shebishas Misoso, that in the time when he was dying, Zakov Etzer HaZvaoso V'Omar, he lifted up his 10 fingers and he said, Kolev Yadu L'Fanecha, it is revealed and known before you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlodin Ne'nesim in HaOlam HaZeh, that I didn't get pleasure from this world, Afilu Be'etzer K'tanashli, even my little finger. Odomer, furthermore, Chazal say in the Medrash, Ad She'odem Mispal Al Divrei Torah, She'ikonsu B'Zochmeyav, that for, before a person davens, that Divrei Torah should enter into his stomach. He should daven that food and drink should not enter his stomach. The Feirosh, all of these statements of Chazal show us clearly the obligation and the need for one to separate himself. However, but we have to answer all the statements of Chazal that seem to tell us the opposite of this. But the matter is, there are many different distinctions and principles that are in this matter. There is separation that we are commanded to do. And then there is separation that we are warned about to prevent us from stumbling upon something. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech says in Kohelis, don't be too much of a tzaddik. So now we will explain the good category of separation, and we will say, after we explained before that everything in this world are tests and challenges to a person, like we have already spoken about earlier, and we have proven with proofs, and we have made clear the great weakness that a person has, the kirvas daito al haroz, and that a person naturally has a bend towards bad things. Yisbara behechrech, it will be 100% clear, shekol mash yuchal ha'odom lehimali min ha'inyonim ha'ile roi shiaseh, that as much as a person can try to stay away from these things, it is proper for him to do that. Kadei sheyiyeh nishmar yosim min haro asher b'ragleyeh, in order to guard himself and protect himself more from the evil that is at their feet. Because there's no such thing as an eternal pleasure that doesn't drag along with it some type of sin along at its heels. Derech Mashal is a mashal to understand this. Hamaychal v'hamishta, food and drink, kishen nukul mikol yisuri ha'achila, when they are totally clean of any prohibition of eating. Hinei mutarim him, they're 100% mutar to eat. Omnam, however, miloi hakeres, moshe chacharov prikas ha'ol. But if you fill your stomach, that drags along with it removing any burdens from yourself. Umishte hayayin, drinking wine, moshe chacharov hasnus, brings along with it promiscuity. Ushar dvarim roim, and any other things that are bad. Kol shekin shebiyos ha'odem margel atzmo, lizboa me'achilu ushasiya. All the more so when a person becomes normal and regulated in satiating himself with food and drink. Hine im pam achas yechzer lo regiluso, if one time he will be lacking in that regularity that he's used to, yichav lo v'yargish mod, it will be painful and he'll feel it a lot. U'miknei zeh, and because of this, nimtzehu machnes atmo, he's bringing himself in, besokef amal haschor v'yagia sakingin, to work very hard in business and to make profits, l'shetiyah shulchano arucho keratono, in order to have his table filled with whatever he wants, u'mishom nishach el ha'ovel v'agozel, and that'll bring him to do things that are wrong and things that are stealing, u'mishom el ha'shvuos, and he'll come to do false swears, and other sins that come and follow afterwards. And it removes himself from avodas Hashem, umina Torah, and from learning Torah, umina Tefillah, and from davening. And he would have relieved himself from all of this if he had not drawn himself into these pleasures to begin with. And Chazal say about this, about the Bensoro Mora and Sanhedrin, Om the Sora Al-Sov Daito. The Torah went down to the end thought of what he would do. That he goes from step one to step two, and he'll continue on in a bad path. So too, regarding his nose, Chazal say in the Gemara and Sota, Kalorea Sota Bekakulo, Yazer Asim in Ayayim. Somebody who sees what happens to a Sota and her destruction, that person should become a Nazir and not drink wine because of what he saw. And you should see that this is a great strategy in which to save yourself from your Yetzer Hara. Because when a person finds himself involved in an Avera, it's very hard for a person to vanquish his Yetzer Hara and win. So therefore a person needs to set to, even though he's very distant from the Avera itself, he should keep himself distant. Because then it will be difficult for his Yetzer Hara to get him close to doing the Avera. For a person to be with one's wife is 100% permissible. But Chazal had already in the past made a takana that somebody who is a Balkari has to go to the mikvah. That Tamidi Chacham shouldn't be found with their wives like the chickens are. Even though the action itself is mutter, it's permissible. But he is ingraining within himself this desire. And from that, it can lead a person to things that are prohibited. And like what Chazal say in the Gemara and Sukkah and Sanhedrin, there's a small organ on a person. Masbio, if you satiate it, roiv, it becomes hungry. Marivo, if you make it hungry, savea, it'll be satiated. And not only that, even at the right time, Amru Abet Rabbi Eliezer in Nedarim, they said about Rabbi Eliezer, Shahya Megala Tefach Mechasa Tefachayim. He would reveal one Tefach and he would cover two Tefachim. V'domalim Yishkvo Shade, and he would go through the action as if a shade was forcing him to do it. Kadesha Lolehenos Afilu Bishas Hanaso, that he shouldn't gain pleasure even at the time that the pleasure would take place. Hamabushim Akishutim, and clothing and adornments. Lohezira Torah Al Yofyam O Sadnisan. The Torah never gave us any warnings about how beautiful they should look, or how they should be constructed. As long as there's no klayim, and as long as on your four corner garments you have tzitzis, and then it's permissible to wear any garment. However, but who doesn't know that when a person wears glorified clothing and things that are of very fancy quality, that brings a person to have haughtiness. And even lustful things can come about through that. Besides the actual jealousy and drives, the oshek and corruption, and that is pulled in through that which a person finds precious to attain. Chazal already said in the Medrash Rabbah and Breishis, once the Yetzer Hara sees that a person is dragging at its heels, it makes you make your clothes more nice, and it makes you do your hair better. Omer Zeshali, and it makes you say, this is all mine. Hatil v'hadibor, strolling and speaking, im eno b'dover iser, if it's not something that's aser, v'adei din Torah mutru. Definitely according to the Torah, it is permissible. Omnam, kama bilto Torah nimshach menu. But how much bilto Torah comes from that? Kama min al-loshen hara, how much loshen hara will come from that? Kama min ashkarim, how many lies? Kama min al-leitonos, how much mockery? The Omer in the Pasuk of Mishlei says, "Berov devarim lo yechdal pesha." When you speak a lot, you won't be saved from some type of a sin. Klal hadavar, the rule of this is, "Kemet shekol inyanei ha'olam." Since all of the things of the world, "Einam ala sakanas atzumos," are only great dangers. Echlo yeshubach misha yirtzel limoli mehem. How could we not praise somebody who wants to escape from them? Misha yarbe laharchik mehem, and somebody who increases his distance from them. Zeu inyan aprishas hazo. This is regarding separation, which is good. That a person shouldn't take any usage of this world, that he can use from it. Only that which he exactly needs, that is necessary, and whatever is for his nature necessary for him. Humash Yishtabach Rebbe, but Maimer Shazakharti, and that's what Rebbe praised in the statement that we mentioned before, Shalonanam in Olam Hazah, Afilu Bezwa Kanana, that he didn't benefit from this world, even his small finger. Imayosir Nasi Yisrael, even though he was the Nasi of all Klai Yisrael. Vishulchano Shulcha Malachim, and his table was made like for the kings. Vahreach Likar Nasi Yosa, and that had to be because of his stature as being the Nasi. Vachamamorim Zachorna Lebrachim, like what Chazal say in the Gemara, Abu Zorah, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech. There were two nations in her stomach by Rachel. Ze Rebbe, one was referring to Rebbe, the Antoninos, and the other Antoninos. Shaloposak me al shulchanam, lo chazeres, lo kishos, that from their tables there wasn't lacking any types of lettuce or gourds, lo tznon, no radishes, lo biyamos hacham of levayis magasham, not in the summertime nor in the wintertime. Mechizkiyo melech Yehuda kamochin, mechizkiyo melech Yehuda was the same thing. Ushar hamamorim shazachariti, and the other statements of Chazal that we mentioned before, kulu mekaimim mumorim. They all uphold and show that a person should try to distance himself and separate from any type of worldly pleasures in order that he not fall into their dangers. And if a person will ask and say, if that's so, that this is something that is necessary and required, why wouldn't the Chachamim decree against it? Like they did by the other boundaries and takanas that they made. The answer is clear and obvious. Chazal, when they didn't make decrees, unless most of Klal Yisrael are able to withstand it. But most of Klal Yisrael can't become pious people. It's enough for them to be righteous individuals, just to be a tzaddik, not a chosid. Just the select few who are in Klal Yisrael, hachafetz and lizkos, who want to merit the kirvosu yizbarach, to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lezakos bizchusam l'chol asher ha'homan hanis labam, and to give merit to all the people who have a connection to them, l'hem magia l'kayim mishnas chasidim, for them it's appropriate to fulfill the ways of chasidim, of the pious individuals, hashalo yochlu l'kayim ha'achrim, which other people are not able to fulfill. Heim Sidre Paprishos Eila, and this is the order of the separations that we are discussing here. Kibazeh Bachra Hashem, this is what Hashem chose. Shekem Sheyevshel Uma Shetia Kula Shove B'Maylah Achas, since it's impossible for a complete nation to have all the same high level. Kiyesh Ba'am Madregos Madregos, because amongst the whole nation you're going to have various levels. Ish Lefi Sechlu, everybody according to their intellect. Hine the Fachos. As the minimum, Yechidei Sgula Yimotsu, the specific individuals will find Asher Yachino as Azam Hachana Gemura, that they can prepare themselves the ultimate preparation. Vayidei HaMuchanim Yizku Gam HaBilti Muchanim, and through the people who do prepare themselves, even the people who are not fully prepared will be Zocho El Ahavasu Yizbarach, to the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Asher HaShchinaso, and for his Shechina to dwell amongst us. V'Chayingin Shadosh Zichron L'Vracham, what Chazal Darshan in Barba Minim Shabalulov about the four species of the lulav, and the medrash and veikar rabbah, yavo eila v'yachapru aleila, that these will come and atone for those. V'chvar matzono le'eliyahu zachur latov, and we already find about Eliyahu Anavi, she'amar le'Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, that he said to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, b'maisa de Ula bar Koshev, and the story with Ula bar Koshev in the Yerushalmi, when the government was searching for him, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi told him that he has to go single himself out to the government, that they shouldn't kill everybody in the city, and Ula bar Koshev listened, and he went, but because of he did that, Eliyahu HaNavi didn't come to Rabbi Shimon Levi for a while. And then when he came back, and Rabbi Shimon Levi asked him, why didn't you come to me for the last few days? He said, because of what you did, that you gave over the Jew to the government. And he responded, isn't it a Mishnah that if they know who it is, that you're allowed to give him over? So Eliyahu responded, Avu Amar Lo V'chi Mishnas Chasidim Hi. He said, is that a Mishnah for Chasidim? That's not what somebody who is a pious individual should have done. Ach HaPrishos HaRo, who could derech HaScholim? But the separation that is bad is like what the foolish people do. Not only do they not taking from the world that which they need, but they withhold from themselves even that which they do need. And they afflict their bodies with different afflictions, and strange things, things that Hashem doesn't desire at all. It's just the opposite. It's prohibited for a person to afflict himself. And regarding tzedakah, the Gemara says in Yerushalmi, somebody who needs to take tzedakah and he doesn't, he's killing somebody. Chen Amru and the Sotu Chazal Vigmar and Taina says, Lenefesh Chaya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam Rishon into a living soul. Neshama Shanasad Bacha, Hachiyosa. Chazal Darshan, Lenefesh Chaya, the Neshama that I put into you, Hachiyosa. You have to give it life. V'amru, and Chazal say over there in that Gemara, Kol Yoshi B'Tainas Nikra Chote. Anybody who sits in a fast is called a Chote. He's a sinner. V'midua B'dolo Matzil Mitzar Nafshe. And that's in a situation where he's not in condition to be able to afflict himself. V'hil Haya Omer, and Hill used to say, as the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Gomel Nafsho Ish Chosid. Somebody who bestows upon his Nefesh is somebody of Chesed, somebody who is of piety. Al Achilas HaBoker, he would say that about his morning meal. V'hayarochit Panav Yodav L'chvo Kona, and he would wash his hands and his face for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kal v'chomer mid yoknos hamalachim. And he learned the Kal v'chomer from the fact that they cleaned the statues of the kings. Harei lecha kla ha'amiti. So we see the true rule is, shekol ma she'enu mukhrach la'odam, that which is not necessary for a person, minyanei ha'olam hazeh, and things of this world, roi lo she'yifrosh mehem, it's appropriate that he distance himself from that. V'chol ma she'hu mukhrach lo me'ezeh tam she'yeh, but anything that he does need for whatever reason it may be, since he needs it, if he separates himself from it, then that's called a sinner. This is a trustworthy rule. But the details of this rule there is only given to a person in weighing in his own intellect. And according to his own intelligence is the way a person will be praised. It's impossible to gather together all the details. Ki rabim hein, because there are very many. Ve'ein seichel ha'odim yochel ha'kif al-kulam. And the mind of a person can't go through and elaborate on all of them. Ela dover dover be'ito. Each one in its own time when it comes about.